This is the Deeper Understandings column, and the title is called Resurrection as Protest. It's written by Kevin Vandiver, is a doctoral student in homiletics at Princeton Theological Seminary. He's also an assistant to the bishop of the Metropolitan New York Synod. Hooray! Jesus is risen. Resurrection has come. We rightfully celebrate, don't we? Easter is the story of the ultimate triumph of light over darkness, good over bad, and we shout for joy that the grave could not hold Jesus' body down. The grave, the final frontier, the place where hopes and dreams die, the vast hollow where unrealized aspirations lie. The grave, the final resting place of more than just bodies. The grave, the place where corruption of the body happens, the consummation of mortality, the place of the stinging reality that life won't last forever. And it claims victory over all of humanity, both young and old, one by one. The final curtain. That's where Jesus went. The injustices of power, greed, control, and fear put innocent Jesus on the cross. And then, dead in the grave. They hung him high. They stretched him wide. He hung his head. And Jesus died. After he died, they put him in a tomb. It was a rich man's grave, but it doesn't make any difference. It isn't any prettier. It was a grave, nonetheless. You can hew a grave out of the finest materials and pay a lot of money for it, but that makes it no less stark, cold, or final. As the pastors of my youth used to say, he stayed there all Friday. He stayed there all Saturday morning. He was still there on Saturday evening, and even into the wee hours of Sunday. Why do you stay there, Jesus? Jesus stayed in that grave, enduring everything that the grave had to offer. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? Well, the sting of death and the victory of that grave were at Jesus' tomb that day. That's where they were. Death and the grave started stinging. They threw their best stuff at Jesus, the sting of death and sin. They hurled at him the sting of racism. They threw the sting of sexism. They tossed at him the sting of homophobia. They sidearmed the sting of xenophobia. They pitched the sin of misuse of the earth at Jesus. They lobbed the sin of righteous deeds left undone. Death and the grave threw at Jesus everything they had but the kitchen sink. But he stayed there. The preachers of my childhood would talk about how Jesus stayed there. But that early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. What tools do we have to preach against the ills of this world that bombard us? How do we proclaim the resurrection? We firstly proclaim that Jesus absorbed, buried all sin, and we're saved. And that goes for everyone, no matter who you are, full stop. We secondly see that the evils of injustice put Jesus on the cross, and that his rising is a protest, in spite of and despite the injustices of power, control, jealousy, and fear that put Jesus on the cross and subsequently in the grave. The resurrection serves as a sign to us that God defies injustice and will go to great lengths to oppose it, even rising from the dead. Yes, the Lamb of God takes away the sin of the world, and the resurrection proclaims that the Lamb of God manifests protest bodily. What does it mean when we, like Jesus, end up being pummeled by the sins of the world? It's evidence that we don't have to wait for the final grave to experience the sting of the sins and the troubles of this world. What happens when we're so injured by the ills and sin present in our society that we are relegated to graves of a sort where injustice swallows our hopes and aspirations to be a people of God? The resurrection gives us hope, because in it we see the possibilities of new life beyond sorrow. There is hope. There is hope then that trouble won't last always. But this resurrection comes only by way of the grave. Jesus absorbed the darts of the grave for us, and we have new life. Not new life tomorrow, or sometime on an horizon that never comes, or in the sweet by and by, but today. And Jesus shows us that we are to fight injustice with all that we have, with every breath in our body, and with our actual bodies. We live into the hope of what it means to be God's people. We fight for the last, lost, and least, not just for the sake of fighting, but to realize God's hope, love, and presence in the world. We protest bodily. We put some skin in the game. We endure the stings, knowing that eventually Christ in us, the hope of glory, will rise to the occasion. And in that day, crooked places will be made straight, and the high places will be brought down. That's why the Apostle Paul can ask, O grave, where is your sting? O death, where is your victory? Because Jesus has conquered. Because Jesus has conquered them both and taken away their power. And as a result, we are invited to new life, both now and forever.